This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. According to one report, Belgium already has one of the most relaxed laws on medically assisted suicide in the world. Yet the Belgian Parliament has resumed its debate on the extension of euthanasia to children with disability and the elderly suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia. One line of reasoning supporting the change in law is that minors are already being euthanized in Belgium. In China, when someone like Liu Jinwen and her husband Zhu Guoguing violate the one-child policy, the consequences can be overpowering. 20 officials from the Shandong Family Planning Committee held Mr. Zhu down, and the brutal consequences performed at the hospital show why some say that forced abortions in China are the worst human rights abuse in the world. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. The genetics world exploded this week with discussion of a new patent just issued to a California direct-to-consumer genetic testing company using saliva samples to help parents develop in vitro fertilized children with a shopping list of traits like long lifespan or low healthcare cost or a likely endurance athlete. One could say that it seems we have made so much progress that we could be on the verge of realizing a super race. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.